Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Have your host, James, here. Last time I get to say Midday Magazine. The name of the show is changing tomorrow. We, of course, we're going streaming. We will be available for download and listening at 4 to 5 or 4 o'clock and forever because it'll be available online. Starting tomorrow, you'll be able to catch this great show as the Rapids Report. Encourage you to check it out and spread the word of the show. We appreciate that, everybody. And we greatly appreciate our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We have them with us right now. Trisha is with us. I said it wrong, didn't I?
No,
I did. I did it right. Yes, okay, yeah. Yes. I'm so bad with names. Trisha's with us. She's the Child and Youth Service Coordinator with the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. And Trisha, as I always mentioned before we get into this with our audience, with you, I am a board member at the Family mm-hmm. Center. I feel very strongly on this topic, and the audience is very aware of that. I want to get into a couple of things with you, but I think a great place to start is, of course, the current month we're in. And this month is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
It is.
And that is your wheelhouse. That is something you're very in tune with.
Yes. Yeah.
When it comes to approaching this month, what are some of the bigger things that you want to try to accomplish?
So, I mean, in Child Abuse Prevention Month, really it is to build awareness of that. I don't know if you, I haven't really seen a lot around in the city of Wisconsin Rapids, but blue pinwheels, those are a marker for Child Abuse Prevention Month, so you will see those places, communities, when they're supporting that and building awareness. And so part of the ways that you can spread awareness is by educating yourself. Really, you can just get information, whether that's online, you can get information from us. Just putting that, you know, in a Google search, you can find tons of different things about educating yourself. Finding what there are for resources for you to be able to not only educate yourself, but others who might be, you know, in your family or community or friends that might need that help. Wearing blue on Fridays. Fridays is you wear blue. That's another awareness for child abuse prevention. And then just being able to talk about it. So like being here and being able to talk about it with you, that's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about topics with the Family Center, we're talking about domestic violence or some of these. There's a lot of things that we've hit on a number of times mm-hmm. over the years, especially when it comes to adults or even teenagers mm-hmm. With abuse and how difficult that can be for a survivor to come forward or to talk about these things, mm-hmm. whether it's for the first time or the 20th time. It can be quite difficult. Mm-hmm. Now, I want people to think about what it was like when they were a kid. And they broke something and how difficult it was to go talk mm-hmm. to your parents or something. Now, not that a child did anything wrong, certainly.
Right.
But as a child, you are automatically you automatically blame yourself for
yes.
a lot of things and take things personal and think that it's your fault.
Yes.
And as I've mentioned to the audience before, I know a little bit of what I'm talking about mm-hmm. with this one. As a child who was abused, I had a babysitter that took advantage of me. Mm-hmm. And I can remember getting a little bit of flashback here, but I can remember actually telling my mom and dad what happened. Mm-hmm. And I was in the back seat of my dad's Monte Carlo. We were driving. It was rainy out. And I was so scared because I thought I had broke the cookie jar. I thought I had done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We needed this babysitter, and mm-hmm. you know, I didn't want to mess that up. And I was seven. All these thoughts are going through my head and everything. Mm-hmm. That's almost any kid in that situation.
Yes.
I'm not sharing this stuff because I'm comfortable with it, to be honest with everybody, but mm-hmm. I think that this is the point of the month. This is what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. And that is just one version of that story.
Yeah.
So imagine every child out there, you know, it is going to have something happen in life where they mess up or they break something or something like that. That's part of being a kid. Mm-hmm. I think we can all be better about that and have a little more grace with kids just in general.
Yes.
You know, but especially when it comes to this topic, because more times than not, I mean, I guarantee you that the majority of friends I had growing up and up until my mid to late 30s didn't know that I had been through something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that out there. There's a lot of kids out there that probably don't know or haven't shared what they've been through.
Right.
What we want to do as a society is create a world where they are that much more comfortable with
yep.
that sharing that information.
Yes.
All the things that Trisha just said are key and very well put and key and important to this conversation. One other factor that I just piggybacking on it, when you're having conversations with friends, with family, with any of these things, being aware of the little ears that are around and how they pick this stuff up. I think that a lot of my fellow men out there will know what it's like to be in a locker room and you're hearing those off-color jokes.
Yep.
And we all know, you don't need me to get into details. You know what I'm talking about there.
Yep.
Calling each other out on that. I think it's a big, big part of going forward as a society. Mm-hmm. That's not funny. It's not humor, and it's actually pretty darn lame and very like dinosaur like. Yeah. Now you have that conversation. You tell those jokes, and you may, it's just a joke. It's nothing big. Well, as somebody who was a kid in that room when those things were going around, I'd okay, well, I can't talk to these guys about this. They think this subject's funny. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if I can talk to anybody in this school about this or any adult about this and so on and so on. And the domino continues. Mm-hmm. People are listening. People hear these things. It matters what you say around, whether it's closed doors or outside or what have you. It goes so much farther than I think we realize.
Yeah.
And the hesitancy to tell a joke can mean somebody opens up.
Yeah, I would say it isn't a joke.
Yes, no, and there's nothing funny about it. Again, it's not even funny. It's not even a good joke. It's not even any of that. So being more aware of who's around, who's listening, be more in tune with our own selves in the way we're presenting ourselves and talking. You just don't know who's listening that maybe maybe have been through something and would have shared with you otherwise.
Right.
And that's a big part of where we're going forward with this, too, because you may think, well, that's a stranger, whatever. What about a loved one? What about somebody you care about who might be holding something back or not sharing something because they don't think you're an ally? They don't think that you're somebody that they can open up to. Mm-hmm. It's another big part of this month to me as far as, you know, making it a real point here. I'd like to think that of all the things that could be controversial in this world, caring about kids has got to be one of those ones where pretty much 100% of everybody out there, we're all good with this one. We all like kids. Yeah. You know, that seems like a pretty fair, safe thing to say. That's what we're talking about here, is making not only a better today for them, but a better tomorrow for them.
Yeah, because children grow up to be adults.
Yeah.
So you and I were kids that maybe had these things happen to us, but then we grow up. So how we respond to these children can determine how they respond in the future.
And, you know, before we know it, you know, maybe we create an even stronger world because of it, where it's just common for kids to grow up and be able to share these things if they happen. And, of course, the point of all this, too, is to create a world where this doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, so maybe even that as a good outcome. There. When we're talking about these things, and I think in life, especially growing up, in the time that we have and everything, where you can't watch 20 minutes of TV and not see an ad for a pharmaceutical thing, and side effects may include. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are waiting for the rug to get pulled out under. There isn't one with this. There's no downside to this. There's no negative to this. The only negative is if we don't do it.
Right.
By doing this, by sharing this information, by talking about these things, it's not as if, you know, by talking about them, you create them. It's the exact opposite.
Yes.
By not talking about them, you create them.
Right. Because if we don't talk about them, they still exist. We don't make them exist by having the conversation. They're already there.
My words here, nobody else's, but these cowards, they live in the shadows. They thrive on not only misinformation, but not talking about these things. They rely on it. The more open we make this topic, the more we talk about this, the more we are better as a society, where we don't have to hush our voices, where we just talk to each other, the better that these individuals get brought to the light more. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can help and bring those numbers down as far as abuse and some of those things, and help people like yourself do the work that you're doing, because it is some of the most important and vital work in any community, what you and the staff over there are doing.
Well, thank you.
I was paid to say that. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I want to lighten it up a little bit. But when it comes to this month and bring attention to it, I appreciate you mentioning the, because I don't think it's common knowledge about the blue and the pinwheels and some of those things. So I encourage the community also to keep an eye out for that and to be an ally and you know, wear some blue, put out a blue pinwheel, some of that. time, especially this time of year. And it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on with this or stats? Or because I wanted to get into the parent cafe with you a little bit. Talk about that. With Health and Human Services, our friends over there.
Yes. I was going to say, so they are actually, Health and Human Services and the Health Department are partnering.
Yes, yes.
It is a pilot program. So they asked us if we would pilot that program. They run, basically it is providing space for parents to be able to communicate with each other. So they are providing that space, allowing them some time to connect, to talk through some questions and other things that they do. And so there are some people, like I said, from the health department and from Health and Human Services that come once a week. And they, from what I've heard from the gals that have been there, it's been really good. It's been helpful for them. They've been able to have some discussions that they might not have had otherwise. And it just provides really a protective factor for parents to be able to be better parents. Mm-hmm. So it's been great. And during the time that those guys are in their parent cafe, that allows me time to run group with the kids, mm-hmm. their children. Mm-hmm. There's also childcare that happens, but I'm able to spend some time doing some small group activities with their kids while they're in the parent cafe.
It's a wonderful program. This is a really cool idea.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think we have enough programs of parents supporting parents and parents being there for each other. And we have plenty of the other side of things, but we need more of that support and everything. And only other parents can really be able to identify and share that kind of thing. So that is unique in itself. As far as the individuals that can participate in this, can any parent be a part of it? Or
so currently they are just strictly working with gals that we have in shelter.
Yes.
But the goal is to for that to be a community event. So cool. It will be out in the community. Mm-hmm. So anybody in the community will be able to participate in that. So I'm excited about what that is going to provide for parents in the community.
I look forward to that.
Yeah,
that's going to be really impactful, I think. And even as a, just thinking about it off the top of my head, even in a opportunity for parents to just show up and talk and just vent a little bit,
sometimes you just need that space.
Or maybe just talk to another adult.
Yes.
Maybe just even that a little bit. But a wonderful resource in our community as it is, especially when you mention the individuals that are using the program right now.
Yeah.
Everything I said before, you can times that by 5 or 10 when it comes to individuals that are staying at the family center right now and really not only need that, but one of the most major things that I don't think that somebody who has not been in this world or experienced this, the support.
Yeah.
Having support on every level in any way. I've said this many times. I will continue to say it. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Yes.
This is a perfect example of that, of this program really being able to do that. Mm-hmm. Every good parent I've ever met thinks they're a bad parent in some way. It's the crux of this whole thing. It doesn't make it, like I try to tell my mom or dad or something, you guys are amazing. Yes. I think you're fantastic parents. No, they won't listen to a word of it.
Yeah.
And I've noticed this with almost every single good parent I've ever met. This kind of stuff. Now think about that on that level of coming out of abuse, of coming out of those things, and the things that aren't your fault that you blame yourself for.
Oh yes,
you know.
Completely.
I still even do it myself, and I'm not even in that situation, let alone the individuals in that. Mm-hmm. A program like this really can be so beneficial in building a person back up.
Oh yeah.
And helping them get on their feet. When we think about getting on their feet, we think financially right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, but it's just as important, if not more important, to be mentally on your feet again.
As far as parenting, like protective factors, those like finances, not that that doesn't even come into play, but it is very low on that list. Community supports and knowing how to nurture your children, having just resiliency, knowing knowledge of parenting, all of those kinds of things are huge protective factors that then can help in the prevention of child abuse.
Yeah. And granted, I would never say that I'm an amazing parent or something like that. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I certainly have picked up from being around a lot of good parents and hopefully doing some decent stuff myself, yeah. for everything you think you can plan for or prepare for or you know, mm-hmm. you're not going to. There's things that are going to happen that, as my Nana would say, you want to make God laugh, make plans.
Yes.
That is parenting. That really is. Having a group like this available is also going to be beneficial yeah. in that regard.
Yes.
Of like, you are not going to believe what so-and-so did today. Or even some of the things that can come up for these particular yeah. families.
And it normalizes that for you. Yes. Like, it makes you feel as if, like, you are not the only person who's struggled with or had this particular thing happen or whatever.
That isolated feeling mm-hmm. can be so deafening. That's such a great note, Teresa. That's a great point to bring up, because when you have that like-mindedness around you, mm-hmm. while there is a bit of a sadness to other people know,
yeah.
there's also that I dare, for lack of a better word, comfort
yes.
that can be of being around somebody that, okay, I don't have to over-explain this.
Right.
They get
it. They understand exactly.
That goes a long way too. That can be quite a benefit in itself. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really thought of before, but yeah, that's really nice to be able to have too. With this program, I'm looking forward to seeing how it grows and how it develops.
Yeah,
and seeing where else it goes.
What will happen in the community and how they respond.
Do want to send a really big shout out to Health and Human Services and mm-hmm. the Health Department coming together doing something
yeah.
like this. They're amazing people over there. It's not surprising they're doing this. It's just I want to tip my hat to
yeah,
them. That's very
awesome.
Cool. Before we wrap up, and we are almost done. You've done amazing. I did want to touch on a couple of cool events coming up over at the
yes.
Family Center. We've got, and we know how much the community loves them, like the Touch a Truck that's going to be on July 26th.
Yes.
That's a big one. People love this one. It's got right around the corner.
Yes, which is crazy. It seems like it was just yesterday we're doing last year's.
Right?
It is
Thank
almost
you.
Time to do that again.
Yeah, it's a free event to the whole community. We're still putting together who's all going to be there
yes.
necessarily as far as trucks and all that. But I will use that as an opportunity to, if you are a business or something out there and you think, hey, we got this cool vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I think the kids would like this. I think
yeah.
let the family center know. I'll come. You know, we'll make room for you.
Yeah.
Along with that, I don't want to ever, certainly these individuals I wouldn't want to speak for, but I talk to Sean once a month, and Sheriff Becker's going to be there. It's important to him. I
would
be shocked if he wasn't there, along with one of their patrol cars. And mm-hmm. usually we have the fire department down there and those things. This event is, and like any event with the Family Center involved, it's not only a great opportunity for us to normalize these conversations and be able to talk about them in open public, and maybe even for individuals out there hurting to be able to reach out
yeah.
to Family Center members or Sheriff Becker or somebody like
yeah.
that, where you're not doing it over the phone, you're face to face, so it's a
yeah.
little bit more intimate and meaning, you may feel a little bit more free. But it also gives a great opportunity for maybe a spark in a kid's head, and they see one of those patrol trucks and all of a
yes.
sudden immediately fall in love with law
yep.
enforcement or being a fireman or something like
mm-hmm.
along those lines. It can go so much farther than we realize,
yeah,
this
I agree.
Event.
I agree.
Touch a Truck is coming up on July 26th. We'll be talking more about it as we get closer to it on our morning shows and here on the soon-to-be Rapids Report and all of that. But make sure to mark your calendar July 26th for the Touch a Truck event. And, of course, we want to remind everybody about one of the more popular golf events in this whole area and all of central Wisconsin. And that's not me saying that. That's the numbers.
The truth.
Yes, the truth, 100%. Drive Against Violence on August 18th is also around the corner.
It is. I am not a golf player, so but from what I hear, people love this event.
Yes, yeah. Well, and you know what I think part of it is we got a lot of people
yes.
that love golf in this area. Also got a lot of people that just love to be outside.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So even if they've never swung a golf club, they can be a part of this
you
and have some fun.
You definitely can.
I am proof of that as somebody who has swung a golf club very little in my life, but then my brother, who has golfed a ton, I've done this event with him
yeah.
and stuff, and it's been a blast for both of us.
That's awesome.
And this is a great opportunity to businesses out there. I have mentioned this before. I will stand on this hill. If you are a business, there are there are marketing and sales people out there that are really good at their job, and they will be the first ones to tell you there is no price you can put on working with a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. The PR value you can get from you sponsoring a whole a part of this mm-hmm. event, and somebody's walking by and they're enjoying themselves and they see your logo, they see your business, yep. and they immediately associate you not only with doing good in our community, but mm-hmm. oh, this is a person that's on the right side of history.
Yes.
This
yes.
is a person who's backing our community, backing the people in our community. Yeah. It goes so much. What price would you put on that
yeah,
if you were a business? Yeah, yeah. There's nothing you could do. So just being a part of this event, let alone some of the fun that you can have with it when you put a team together.
Yep.
And as much as the event comes first, the cause comes first, we also know we have a competitive community.
Yeah, we do.
And people love to put those teams together and, you know, be able to compete with each other in that regard too. So encourage you to reach out to the Family Center with that team or with that sponsorship and be on the right side with us and be a part of these things. Drive Against Violence, the great golf event coming up August 18th. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much for joining us and talking.
Letting us come in and just share.
I like to remind everybody when we're wrapping up here that the Family Center is there for you. They have your back. There is a 24-hour crisis line available, 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. Keep in mind their business line is available as well, 715-421-1559. And if you need to, you can email them, info@familyctr.org. Be sure to check out their webpage. It's fantastic. Bookmark it, familyctr.org. And follow the Family Center on social media. It's a great way to share their posts on your page. You just don't know who might see them that wouldn't have otherwise. And Teresa, before, as we're letting you go, is there a way to contact you if people have follow-up questions
yes,
or want to know
more? I was going to say you can call that crisis line and ask for me, or you can email me at kids@ctr.org.
Excellent. Thank you. And thank you again for the time. Great to get to know you. Great to have you. And I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Follow our Family Center, everybody, at familyctr.org. And be sure to follow them on social media. Great follow. Great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing. And again, a quick reminder to our audience and the best listeners in radio that our Midday Magazine is evolving to the Rapids Report. And it'll be available starting at 4:00 Monday through Friday. And really kicking off tomorrow. But going forward, it'll be available for download or stream at 4:00. Be sure to spread the word. We are still here doing local great radio right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR.